This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, very happy to have you with us on this Saturday night. We're going to talk about who's going to win this crazy thing called the border versus shutdown debate. So we'll take your calls. And in the second hour tonight, the lovely Kimberly Guilfoyle, our guest in the ladies' lounge. It's been a long time since Kim's been at my microphone, and I'm excited to be able to chat with her about all kinds of things. What life was like in the courtroom, what it was like on the TV camera, and what it's like now on the campaign trail. She's already out on the campaign trail for the re-election of one Donald Trump in the year 2020. So we'll get into all those discussions with her as we go through the evening. Thank you for being here. I am excited to be here. It's hard for me to have my concentration on what we're doing because there's a very important playoff game that is going on. And I was listening to, I got to give a shout out to Kurt Warner, who's a classy guy. But he's a little bit of a homer when it comes to some of his sports work. And earlier today, he was on the Fox pregame show, and he kept referring to the Rams as "we," and "we're going to do this and that." And you know, he's not been in a uniform for years. And all of a sudden, I forgot he was doing the radio play by play. So I'm listening to the feed on the way over to the studio, and he kept saying, "All the Rams, we got to do this and we got to do that." And I'm like, you know, if you're going to really be an objective color guy, you can't sit there and be the homer for the whole national feed. Like, you just can't do that. It'd be like, you know, inviting Troy Aikman to do the Super Bowl coverage, and the whole time, you know, he's the nasty Eagles, you know, and we Cowboys, we're so pure. Like, it's not how you do it. So I sent him a little tweet. I said, Hey, bud, pro tip here. If you want to be as good of a broadcaster as you were a football player, stop referring to yourself as part of the Rams. They're playing the game tonight. You're not. And you know what? He tweeted me back, and he said, thank you. I didn't realize I was doing that. I don't want to do that. I want to be a good broadcaster. And he said, thank you. So now I can't hate him anymore, because I was just getting mad at him. That was easy for me, right? Just say, hey, he's just a homer. He's just in that. And now he's aware of it, and he's going to try to do the right thing. So anyway, we'll see how well he's able to maintain that throughout the night tonight. Let's go to the big board. I want to show you what's on the show. We got a huge show for you tonight. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. But as you can see, Donald Trump was at the border this weekend. Ted Cruz was there with him. They were touring the site, and they were examining the claims of the Border Patrol. But you know, he also gave that speech, and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi left a rather memorable impression upon people. They were the most memed couple in America for the picture that's on your screen's reason right now. That's the primary reason why they were memed. Kind of like the angry parents when you got home too late from a date and forgot to call or something. I don't know. So this debate has gone right into now the longest shutdown in the modern era of the American presidency. And, of course, everybody is trying to blame somebody. And I want to know from you straight up front, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want to know right up front, what do you want to see happen first? Because here's how the debates on the TV have gone for the last week. You get a Republican on a TV screen, and they say, well, we've got to secure the border. And then you put a Democrat on the TV screen, and they say, well, we've got to open government. And you know, Harris Faulkner asked the Democrat, well, don't you think if you give the border funding, then you've got an agreement and you can open the government? And they're like, no, we've got to open the government first, and then we can talk about border security. And she goes back to the Republican, and she says, well, what if you trust the Democrats and you open the government, and then you have the discussion about the border security? And I don't know. You know what I haven't heard from? And this is kind of remarkable. I haven't heard who wants, what does the American people want? That's what I haven't heard from. That's what I haven't seen. What do Americans want to have happen? Do you want the Democrats to say, no, we're not doing anything else until we open the government? We will not give in on the money for the border. Or do you want the Republicans to say, forget the border, just open the government, and then we'll have what we've done for the last 30 years. We'll just have these lengthy talks about it and just go from there. 888-340-3373. I've never seen anything nearly as contentious in social media, on broadcast TV this last week, anywhere else. I've never seen this kind of vitriol between the two sides. But what I don't understand, because I don't feel like I've heard the voices of the American people strongly enough. What do the majority of Americans want to do? 888-340-3373. Do you want the shutdown to be ended and the government reopened regardless? Do you have a relative who's a victim of the shutdown and is not getting the paycheck as of Friday? Or do you want this immigration issue to be solved once and for all and for us to do something like actually get border security on the border? I'm curious as to your thoughts, and I've got this whole first hour to take your calls on it. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. There's a lot of really funny things going on at the border. Jim Acosta of that network. What's that network he works for? I can't remember. Do you know the network that Jim Acosta works for? What's the name of the network that he works for? Anybody know? You don't know? David doesn't know? Do you know? Nobody in my control room knows. CNN? Is that it? What's a CNN? Oh, they're that last place group that's behind MSNBC, and not just in the news race, like Cartoon Network beats them. I think QVC beats them on a given night, most nights now. But Jim Acosta, the practically Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter that they have over there, decided to do a little Twitter reporting yesterday. Did you see this? He thought he was being really witty to describe the impact of what the southern border faces when you've got a wall in place. Let's roll that video right here. Here's a little of Jim Acosta giving us his commentary along the southern border
wall. And here are some of the steel slats that the president's been talking about right here. As you can see, yes, you can see through these slats to the other side of the U.S.-Mexico border. But as we're walking along here, we're not seeing any kind of imminent danger. There are no migrants trying to rush toward this fence here in the McAllen, Texas area. As a matter of fact, there are some other businesses behind me along this highway. There's a gas station, Burger King, and so on. But no sign of the national emergency that the president has been talking about. As a matter of fact, it's pretty tranquil down here.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad to know that where we have the border wall, everything is tranquil. That seems rather positive. Now, I think he was trying to say that they shouldn't declare a national emergency, and therefore he was going to he was going to expose how safe the border was. But he did it right by where the border wall was. Evidently, he tried to file another report today. Do we have the still shot from that report there, Ivan? There was a second. Yes, right there by that concrete wall. There's this huge concrete wall. It looks like there's maybe like a prison watchtower just behind it, and there's looks like maybe 8 feet of barbed wire above it. But right next to this huge concrete wall, Jim Acosta is supposedly reporting from there, saying it's pretty tranquil right there, too. There's no signs of crime right by the wall that looks like a prison wall. I don't think that's an actual part of the border, just for what it's worth. But that's pretty funny, right? Him standing by the steel slats going, hey, looky here. See, there's no national emergency. There's no crime right here where we have the wall. There's nothing going on. There's a Burger King. Burger King is evidence that there's no crime. 888-340-3373. Do you want the wall or do you want the government open? That's the debate. Democrats want to open the government. They want this to be done. The president says, I campaigned on a wall, and if I don't get the wall, then it's going to be bad news. And I want to take your call about it. 888-340-3373. Which do the American people want to have come first? The wall or the shutdown being over? 888-340-3373. Austin is in South Carolina tonight. Hello, Austin. Thanks for calling.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's your comment?
So I was for the wall initially, as long as Mexico is paying for it, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen now.
Well, that's not true, but go ahead.
I think border security needs to be our number one priority. I think we need to get that issue solved before government gets reopened.
Nice. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. I appreciate it. Short but sweet, to the point. And don't you be discouraged about that Mexico paying for it, buddy. They are already paying for it. We're going to get that U.S.-Canada-Mexico thing ratified, because all we have to do now is Congress has to pass it. And that's going to be – and they're going to pass it because it's too good of a trade deal not to pass. You're going to shut down all trade to Mexico and Canada, and then you're going to have some really ticked-off factory workers in the Rust Belt at the Democrats if they don't do that. They're going to pass that. And then we're going to save so much money over what we would have gotten out of the NAFTA agreement. It's going to be way more than the full – $27 billion that the president would have asked for, much less the $40 billion that Chuck Schumer voted in favor of when he was working for Obama. Anyway, border or shutdown? What do you want first? The shutdown resolved or the border wall funded? 888-340-3333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
All right, live look at New York City, and that's where we come to you from every single Saturday night, radio and television. So sometimes I'll say live look, and those of you on radio go, well, what am I looking at? Well, you're looking at your screen, which is, you know, your frequency number. But if you're watching on Biz TV, you've got us there. And if you're on Facebook, we're live there every Saturday night as well on the Kevin McCullough Facebook page. And glad to be so. Got a lot to get to tonight, but in the second hour, it's going to be Kimberly Guilfoyle visiting the Ladies Lounge. You knew her from the television, the hit television show called The Five on the Fox News Channel. She was a corporate, she was a criminal lawyer, prosecutor. Then she was a news anchor and reporter and celebrity on television. And then now she's working for America First PAC. That is the Preferred Political Action Committee of President Donald Trump, and it's one that she is representing across the country. Anyway, good to have you with us. That's an hour two. We're taking your calls this hour on the very simple question. The debate is raging. Twitter is a flutter with it tonight. It's hot on both sides. Do you want the government to be reopened, or do you want the border funded? Do you want the border wall built, or do you want the government to go back to normal and normal operations and everybody getting paid? The two parties have picked their sides. What I don't know is what the American people want. I hear Republican politicians say one thing. I hear Democrats say something else. I'm curious what you think. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's quickly go to line two. Teresa calling from Missouri, and she's listening to us tonight. I think they're out of Cape Girardeau. Teresa, good to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What's your thought?
Build the wall. Yes, and do not trust them. They've already flip-flopped. They said they were going to support it in the past. They have done nothing to it. You can't trust them. Do not give in.
Well, and it's kind of weird, Teresa, because just tonight before I got to the studio, I was doing some research, and it turns out that in 2014 or 16, I couldn't narrow down which year it was, but Chuck Schumer voted in favor of a $40 billion package authorized by President Obama to do one thing, build a barrier across the southern border of the United States. Now, he voted in favor of it. $40 billion. That's eight times what President Trump is asking for.
Yes.
It seems,
they can't be trusted, so don't give in to them. They keep saying Trump is throwing a temper tantrum. He's not flip-flopped. He has not wavered. He has said the exact same thing the entire time.
Yep, since day one.
He wants it funded.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, Teresa. So far, we've got two people weighing in, and both of them have been build the wall and then open the government. Let's go to line one. I don't know where Mike is calling from, but Mike, you're up next with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Yes. I think the wall is a waste of money. I think when our president says he's going to call a national emergency and take the money from disaster victims, I think it's absolutely absurd.
Okay. So you're in favor of opening government and doing nothing at the border, or what? What do you want to do at the border?
I think what was talked about, having security that we can see people coming into the country without a wall and have more people at the border to cover it.
Do you know how much we spent Mike, hold on a second. Do you know how much we spent last year in border security enforcement?
Yeah. So?
Stop talking and let me ask you the question. Do you know the number? I'm asking if you know the number. Do you know the number that we spent on border security with people, drones, technology?
I don't think... No.
Okay. It was $285 billion to do the manpower and the drones and everything else. And we still missed a lot of people that came over the border. We weren't able to stop everybody.
But the majority of people coming across that he's talking about, criminals and drugs, came by planes.
No, that's not true.
Except, you're saying the news is wrong on that.
Well, have you ever heard of fake news? There's a lot of fake news, yes.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so here's the interesting thing, and I'm glad Mike brought it up, because there's a lot of people that say, well, why can't we just have more people and technology there? Well, we've tried that, and it's costing us in recurring costs every year about $285 billion a year to fund all of that. Now, that doesn't include any of the funding that we're using towards drug enforcement as it relates to borders, which is close to $500 billion that we're having to use for Coast Guard chases and Border Patrol chases and the other stuff that we're doing to track that stuff down and to go after all of it and prosecute all the guys that are coming across. That's about another $500 billion a year that we're spending on that. Now, if you consider that Nancy Pelosi also just authorized her first bill that she authorized in the House, and, you know, it has to get the president's signature and probably won't, but the first thing she put forward was a $154 billion spending package for, get this, foreign aid. So we're willing to help other countries. We're spending big time to fight the drugs, and we're spending a big time amount to try to cover the border with drones and, you know, manpower and so forth. And, you know, we need about, if we were going to really cover the border with manpower, we would need somewhere in the neighborhood of like 300,000 employees just on the border. And we don't have that size force right now. So we're trying to patchwork it with drones and some other things. You know, if you put the rest of the barrier up for the $5 billion that he's asking for, and you fill in all the gaps that currently have it, first of all, everywhere that they put it up, it's immediately stopped the flow in those areas. So you put it up the rest of the way, you're going to stop a lot of the rest of the flow. That's going to be pretty cool. And then people can come in through the actual gates, instead of just wandering across the open plains in southern Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona, that's a lot of what's going on. But what about, just from a cost perspective, we spend the $5 billion, and then that cuts the $285 like in half, because you have the barrier. And now you really can monitor with drones and the limited force that we have, and probably be far more effective with the group that we have, and probably not have to pay as much to do what we do. Doesn't that make sense? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Line 3, Tom is in Kentucky, listening to AM 970. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, how you doing that? I had a question for you initially, and that is, how is it they have money to pay for these furloughed employees, but no money for the security of this country? And secondly, I think it's important to recognize that 77 countries, I think, have walls or fences between them on their borders.
You know, Tom, you speak so much truth, and I got to cut it off at secondly, but thank you for the call. Here's the thing. You got Obama, Pelosi, Schumer, and a number of other prominent Democrats that all have walls around their houses. I mean, if you're talking about walls making bad neighbors, then why do they have them? I'm just curious. We're going to take more calls. 888-340-3373. Do you want to see the border wall funded, or do you want to see the shutdown stopped? Which is more important to you? Right now, it's running 4-1 in favor of the wall, of the calls we've taken so far.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump says, for the time being, he hasn't decided against declaring a national emergency in order to get border wall funding. But that doesn't mean he's changed his mind about the need for a wall.
We have a country that is under siege. You could actually, you know, a lot of people don't like the word invasion. We have a country that's being invaded by criminals, and by drugs, and we're going to stop it. So I want the Democrats to come back to Washington and vote.
Angry government employees posted pictures of their $0 pay stubs on Twitter, along with comments revealing their frustrations about the shutdown that is now the longest in U.S. history. A Standard & Poor's global ratings analysis finds the partial shutdown has caused a $3.6 billion loss for the U.S. economy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. We're asking a very simple question. Do you want the border wall funded or do you want the shutdown to end? Because that's what this whole argument is about right now. And social media and talk radio and cable television and everybody are just going at it. And I just haven't heard from the American people. So I thought, you know what? I'd like to open the phone lines up and let you across TV and radio across America weigh in with your voice. And so far, we've taken, I think, 5 calls, and it's 4-1 border wall to reopening the government as the priority. Let's go to Sam, who's calling us from Oregon. Sam, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Nice to have you.
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for your call. Now, what's your thought on this?
My thought is, you know, with all the intelligence out here, why haven't we made a bid on just buying Mexico instead of all the money that we're spending? You know, and then we can go down. It'll be part of the United States, part of the federal government. We can impose all the laws that we can, you know, that we do have.
Well, and really what we could do, what would be handy about that is we could take over all of the ports of entry into Mexico, which would include their international airport and their southern border, and we could build the border wall or just reinforce the border wall that they've put up there, separating them from the Latin America, because that's where a lot of the stuff comes from.
Exactly. And you know what? It would be a shorter wall because it's, you know, it's narrower down there.
No, a lot shorter. Yeah. You know, it's an interesting point. I mean, Mexico obviously has a lot of pride. They're proud people, and I think they would be somewhat offended if we offered to buy them. But it certainly would have some practical advantages to it. Thanks for the call, Sam. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The question is very simple. Nancy and Chuck are arguing, and they think they've got the upper hand on this. If you watched any cable news or any news over the weekend, over the last 3 or 4 days, every Democrat that started any hit on any channel, it didn't matter which channel, it didn't matter if it was MSNBC or what's that other one? The one that's forgettable, CNN. Yeah, that it's what's a CNN? Or Fox, you know, the one that everybody watches. Any of those, the liberal would come on, the Democrat would come on, and they'd be like, well, you know, the first thing we've got to do is we've got to have the government reopened. We can't fund a wall until the government's open. And it's pretty obvious that if they wanted the government open, and if they said, okay, Mr. President, you've got your $5 billion, then he'd be like, done. It's open yesterday. And everybody's back. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And when I discovered today that Chuck Schumer, under Barack Obama, voted in favor of spending $40 billion for the border wall. $40 billion was the package that Barack Obama put forward. 40, that's 8 times the $5 billion that President Trump is asking for. 8 times that. And he says it's too expensive? What is that? And if you didn't agree with it from a philosophical standpoint, why did you vote in favor of it? You know who else voted for that $40 billion? Nancy Pelosi. You know who else voted for it? Every Democrat in Congress. The entire Democratic caucus in the Senate and in the House voted in favor of Obama's $40 billion to build the wall. What happened? What changed? Why is it any different? What is different now about having it and spending it than it was when you voted in favor of it? Can you tell me? 888-340-3373. Now, to the other side, people say, well, you know, the shutdown, that's hurting people. There's parks people and different people that are not getting their paychecks, and, you know, they may not get them for a while. That's true. Well, they just missed their first paycheck yesterday on Friday. A big milestone. But the bottom line here, friend, is really simple. What has to be done in order for the other to be accomplished? Do you want the border wall to be funded so that we can know that it's done, or do you want the government first opened so that then they can go discuss funding the border? Let's go real quickly to Chris, listening in Kentucky on 95.5 FM. Chris, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, how are we all doing tonight?
Doing well. What's your thought?
I'm for the border being secured. I think that they need to keep this government shut down. I mean, look at the ungodly percentage of drugs that is brought across that border to flood our streets. Everybody sits there and says, well, we got to think about, you know, kids and all that. Well, think about the kids. These people are bringing drugs in and killing your kids.
Yeah. You know what I heard, Chris, yesterday, and thanks for the call. What I heard yesterday was that in 2018, just 2018, there was more than 2,500 pounds of fentanyl brought into the U.S. over the Mexican border. That's enough to kill every American living. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
62641.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It's Radio Night Live. It's been a lively hour, and we've got three phone lines open for you, 888-340-3373. It is an easy opportunity for you to let America know your feelings. Do you want the border wall funded, or do you want the government reopened? It is running, I believe now the poll is 7-1 in tonight's first hour. If I am wrong on that, I will figure it out. But anyway, I think that's where it's at. And it's a very simple question, because the
Republicans and Democrats are all saying exactly the same thing as each other. On every Republican is saying we've got to fund the border. Every Democrat is saying, no, we've got to first open government. I was actually on Harris-Faulkner a week ago, and they were just starting with that meme. So the guy that was on with me, he was like, well, you know, the first thing we've got to do is reopen the government. I was like, no, that's the point. The whole leverage that is here is that Democrats are willing to starve federal workers in order to keep the president from protecting the country. Now, I want you to think about that. Democrats are willing to let federal workers starve in order to stop the president from protecting the southern border. How does that make any sense? Because either side could end the standoff. One gives in to the other. If the president gives in, he leaves the border what? Unsecured. If the Democrats give in, they not only secure the border, but now they feed the people that are working for the government because they let the checks flow again. Which side is really fighting for America? Let me say this again, because I just said it out loud for the first time, and it struck me as profound, and that's why it's like it's kind of washing over me right now. But Democrats are willing to starve federal employees in order to keep the president from defending America. So Democrats are willing to starve Americans in order to keep the president from defending Americans. Because if you ask yourself the question, who loses what if they give in, if they blink, if one side or the other gives in, who wins? If the president gives in and says, okay, I'll forget about the funding for the wall, the border is still not secured, and you don't have any further help coming our way. If the Democrats give in, they secure the border, and they get to start feeding their friends that are working for the government, because most government employees, far many more of them are Democrat than are Republican. But Democrats are willing to starve their fellow Americans to basically grind an axe and prove a point to keep the president from being allowed to protect America's southern border. That just hit me a few minutes ago, and I think it's crazy profound. 888-340-3373. Let's go to St. Petersburg, Florida, listening to AM 570 down there. I think that's WTBN. Elaine is listening, and she's on line one. Hello, Elaine. Welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. I really enjoy your program. I'll be very quick.
Sure.
Obviously, I don't know everything there is to know. It's so much that comes in from day to day. But why can't we do a portion of the wall and just observe to see if that would be what we would really need? Now, I know that there are certain types of materials that the president has mentioned that make sense, but we still don't know if that would suffice.
Yeah, well, let me answer your question, Elaine, because that's a great idea. In fact, in business, they call that test marketing, and it's actually a very sound concept. And here's the thing. We have about 700 of the 1,900 miles already. They already have a wall, and some of it has the steel slats that the Democrats asked the president, would you, instead of a concrete wall, would you consider a steel slat wall? And he said yes. He gave it to him. He said, okay, I'll do steel slats instead. The places where we have, to answer your first question, the 700 miles of that, there are no immigration issues. It's only in the places where we don't have the barrier up.
Okay. So why can't we do another portion? That way we can open the government back. And the other thing that I wanted to mention very quickly is that we should also pay attention to the market for drugs in this country, because drugs are being flown in and they come in by ships as well. Now, what happens to the people is the people get tired of the drug lords coming in, shooting up their people, and walking away, not even giving a second thought. So that's why they are coming here, I believe, to get our attention, so that if there is anything that can can be done so that they can have safe haven. I mean, we would be the same way if it happened to us. That's the way that I feel about it.
All right, Elaine, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 888-340-3373, and I appreciate the fact that she listens to the show and hope she continues. 888-340-3373. It's interesting because I do think that, and you know, there's a new caravan forming as of today down in Honduras. They got word that a new group has formed and they're going to start walking their way up. Of course, you know, the last group didn't walk. They had big flatbed trucks they got rides on. And I don't know who sponsored them and how they got them there and so forth, but it'll be interesting to see if this caravan has some sort of similar transportation. Real quickly, line two, Brian is in Boston tonight. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. What's your thought?
Well, I'm just don't want to see any more caravans, the same as you. I just don't think we need it in this country.
So you want them to secure the border first and then open the government?
Yes, sir.
All right. You seem to be in a popular category tonight, Brian. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Just a few more minutes to take your calls before the end of the hour. Coming right back, a full second hour on the way as well. It's Radio Night Live. My name is Kevin McCullough, and we're glad to have you. Stay with us. And the phone number, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. In fact, in the second hour tonight, Kimberly Guilfoyle, who used to be one of the main anchors of that show called The Five on the Fox News Channel, that was before she left the Fox News Channel of her own volition, no scandal, no Me Too thing or anything like that. She up and left to go join the America First PAC, which is the PAC that is working to get Donald Trump reelected. So she's going to talk to us tonight. I'm going to ask her about life as a prosecutor, because that's where she started her career. I'm going to ask her about her life in cable. She worked at MSNBC and CNN all before coming to Fox, and then ask her about her life now that she's not in the media anymore, but just out on the campaign trail meeting Americans. Should be an interesting conversation. I hope you'll stick around for it. That's in hour two. Kevin McCullough coming back. Radio Night Live. Don't go away. We're taking your calls.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
So glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough welcoming you to Radio Night Live. It's kind of a hot, saucy topic tonight. Lots of phone actions, lots of people calling in, lots of people weighing in and giving us their ideas. I've asked you very simply, border wall or open government? Which one is a bigger priority to you and which one do you want? And I've heard everything that the Democrats and Republicans have to say about it. They're pretty boring. I can tell you before they open their mouth what they're going to say. It happened all week long on every cable channel you could turn on. They were all saying the same thing. The real question is, what do the American people want? And along those lines, I've given you access tonight without much feedback. I just want to hear what you're saying. Line one, Gerald in Las Vegas. Welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I'm just curious what Pelosi says. She's going to give foreign aid. I want to know exactly the foreign aid, just like she's questioning the type of fence or the wall we're going to build. I mean, she wants detailed information about a silly wall, which we all know that they voted for when the Democrats were in power.
Right.
Now they're against it. This is just completely ridiculous. It's obvious that they don't want to give our president something that he ran on before he was elected.
They're so afraid that if, and think about this, Gerald, they're so afraid that if they give him something that he's going to use it to get reelected. The problem is the longer they don't give it to him, the more of a mandate they're giving him to get reelected by. Like it's a sinister circle that they're only making worse the longer that they do this, when they could have the upper hand and say, you know what, we're going to work with the president for border security and claim it as a win in 2020. He couldn't have done it without us. Look at what we did.
I'm so frustrated.
They're so stupid.
If they're going to spend my money on foreign aid without building a wall, I do not want to pay my taxes anymore.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Thanks, Gerald. Let's go to line two. Andy is in Massachusetts. Hello, Andy.
I got a funny idea. Here's my idea. I think there's something going on with these people coming in. They're being used as pawns by an outside country to destroy our economy. And I think we're putting up that wall up damn fast. It's going to be more than $5 billion if we don't get it up.
I don't disagree with you, Andy. Thank you for the call and appreciate the conciseness. But it's really true. There's a lot of wondering, and there's a lot of thinking that because everybody knows that the wall's not up yet, that these caravans are just going to continue to keep forming and keep coming up here. They're going to try to overwhelm our services at the border. The problem for the Democrats here, as I see it, trying to not be a partisan, trying to just see it objectively, is that they are missing an opportunity. They could actually take some credit for being tough on the border, for you know, saying, hey, we cared about American welfare and security, and we worked with the president, and we got it done. They are so convinced, I think, foolishly, that if they stop him on this, that it's going to take the air out of his balloon. The American people, it sounds like, from what you're telling me tonight, seem to see it for what it is. Real quickly, let's go to line three. Jeff is in Massachusetts. Jeff, I've only got a few seconds. What's your thought?
I'm for the border wall. There was an article in the New York Post a couple days ago regarding, and this is to address a caller, a couple callers ago, saying they wanted to see an example.
We're out of time, Jeff. I'm sorry that we didn't get the name of the article in, but maybe next time. It's
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Get an